Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Bob Dillinger. Batting second. The right fielder, Joe Grace. Batting third. The left fielder, Glenn McQuillan. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Wally Judnick. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Johnny Berardino. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Mark Christman. Batting seventh. The catcher, Frank Mancuso. Batting eighth. The first baseman, George Archie. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Nels Potter. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Nels Potter. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Eddie Lake. Batting second. The second baseman, Eddie Mayo. Batting third. The center fielder, Barney McCuskey. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Hank Greenberg. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Dick Wakefield. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Pat Mullen. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting eighth. The catcher, Paul Richards. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hal Newhouser. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Hal Newhouser. And now, play ball. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger takes first base on ball four. Joe Grace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grace hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dillinger moves to second. Glenn McQuillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuillan bunts towards the mound. Newhouser fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dillinger moves to third. Grace moves to second. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick strikes out. One out. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino hits a fly ball into center field. McCuskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Dillinger scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Browns. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman hits a fly ball into left field. Wakefield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one. With the score, the Browns 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dillinger fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo hits a ball on the ground towards first. Archie scoops it up and throws to first, with Potter covering, for the out. Two outs. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey hits a line drive into left field. McQuillan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Frank Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso hits a fly ball into center field. McCuskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Archie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Archie strikes out. Two outs. Nels Potter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potter hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wakefield. Potter reaches second base with a double. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Dillinger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mayo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, With the score, the Browns won, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg hits a fly ball into right field. Grace settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield takes first base on ball four. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wakefield moves to third. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins hits a fly ball into right field. Grace settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Wakefield scores. Two outs. It's Browns, 1, Tigers, 1. Paul Richards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richards hits a ball on the ground towards short. Christman fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Tigers 1. The Browns will come to bat. Joe Grace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grace is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Grace hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lake scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Glenn McQuillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuillan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McQuillan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lake scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0-for-1 in the game. Judnick hits a fly ball into center field. McCuskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Hal Newhouser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newhouser strikes out. One out. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 0-for-1 in the game. Lake takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 0-for-1 in the game. Mayo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lake moves to third. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey is 0-for-1 in the game. McCuskey hits a ball on the ground towards second. Berardino scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Tigers 1. The Browns will come to bat. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Berardino hits a fly ball into left field. Wakefield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 0-for-1 in the game. Christman strikes out. Two outs. Frank Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso is 0-for-1 in the game. Mancuso hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. George Archie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Archie is 0-for-1 in the game. Archie hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Newhouser fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 0-for-1 in the game. Greenberg hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Tigers. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Wakefield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berardino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mullen is called out on strikes. Two outs. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Higgins hits a line drive into left field. McQuillan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Nels Potter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potter is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Potter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lake scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Dillinger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Grace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grace is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Grace takes first base on ball 4. Glenn McQuillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuillan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McQuillan strikes out. Richards drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws McQuillan out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Browns 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Paul Richards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richards is 0-for-1 in the game. Richards hits a ball on the ground towards first. Archie scoops it up and throws to first, with Potter covering, for the out. One out. Hal Newhouser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newhouser is 0-for-1 in the game. Newhouser takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Lake hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Newhouser moves to second. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mayo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Potter fields it, throws to second for 1. And over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0-for-2 in the game. Judnick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mayo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Berardino strikes out. Two outs. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 0-for-2 in the game. Christman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 2. And the Browns 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey is 0-for-2 in the game. McCuskey hits a line drive into right field. Grace settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Greenberg hits a fly ball into center field. Judnick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Wakefield strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Frank Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mancuso hits a ball on the ground towards first. Greenberg scoops it up and throws to first, with Newhouser covering, for the out. One out. George Archie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Archie is 0-for-2 in the game. Archie hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Newhouser fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Nels Potter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Potter hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Newhouser fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Browns 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mullen hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Judnick. Mullen reaches second base with a double. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Potter fields it and throws to first for the out. Mullen moves to third. One out. Paul Richards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richards is 0-for-2 in the game. Richards hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Potter fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hal Newhouser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newhouser is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Newhouser hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berardino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Dillinger hits a fly ball into center field. McCuskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Grace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grace is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Grace strikes out. Two outs. Glenn McQuillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuillan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McQuillan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Browns 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lake hits a ball on the ground towards short. Christman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mayo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dillinger fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey is 0-for-3 in the game. McCuskey takes first base on ball 4. Mayo moves to second. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Greenberg hits a pop-up towards short. Christman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Mayo moves to third. McCuskey moves to second. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Wakefield is walked intentionally. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Mullen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0 for 3 in the game. Judnick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mayo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Berardino hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 0 for 3 in the game. Christman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Berardino moves to second. Frank Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Mancuso hits a ball on the ground towards second. Mayo scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 2, and St. Louis Browns, 1. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.